I'm very old now, but those of us who grew up in the 1940s and 50s remembered the way of life. There was no television. And I think television has been so intrusive that it's actually damaged family life to a great extent, but particularly the family meals. And we always had family meals at home, but with nothing unusual about that. Everybody else had as well. And to the extent that when we got married, when Denise and I got married and brought up our five children, it was still the tradition to never allow the television to interrupt. And I really do mean television, because I think that's what interrupts the family meals. I think it's hugely important, and I think it's something we should encourage to the best of our ability.
Mm. Now, I know you had a recent experience when you were in the States of discovering how they're encouraging people to have family meals.
Well, I'm on the board of the Food Marketing Institute in the United States. That represents the supermarkets all over the United States. And I discovered that they had identified something being done in Columbia University. It's called CASA, and that's the Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse. And CASA, the Columbia University group, had discovered that those families that eat together have far less addiction in the teenagers and later years. And not only that, addiction now to alcohol, yeah, or to drugs or to any of the other tobacco or anything else. But the other thing that attracted me was, it also turns out the statistics show that those families that eat together have also got better exam results in later years. Mm. And it reminded me of Father Peyton in those days, who talked about the family that pray together, stay together. It seems to me that the family that eat together around a dining room table have a much better chance of having a success and staying together on that basis. So I became enthusiastic about the concept and learned a lot more about it, and have very recently proposed in Europe that we should consider doing something the same.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's actually quite strange, isn't it? Because many people would have grown up with the same background as you have, of family meals and a dining room table. But here we are now trying to encourage people just to sit around a table.
Well, it's exactly that. And when I brought it up, as I said, I'm chairman of Eurocommerce, which represents the retail business in Europe. And that's over all 27 countries. And I discovered that when I proposed, this may be something that had a good commercial interest for somebody to sponsor, let's say the supermarkets, to say, this is good for business, to encourage people to eat at home rather than necessarily eat in the fast food outlets that would be competition. And I discovered a lot of enthusiasm, but mainly from Northern Europe. It seems to me that the Southern Europe, people in Greece and Italy said, well, I don't understand the problem, because they still have a dining room table. They still sit around, eat at home. Whereas people in Scandinavia and Northern Europe very often said, we don't even have a dining room table. If we do eat, we eat with the plate on our knees or on our laps as we watch television. And clearly, even if they are eating at home, it isn't round a table. It isn't participating in all the family values, the family lore, the family chats, and the family history, and all that you learn about that. And I think there'd be huge benefit if we could manage to encourage people in Europe to be reminded of the benefits to the family of having family meals.
Mm. But of course, family life has changed hugely, hasn't it, nowadays? I mean, you have both parents working and you have children involved in a vast amount of extracurricular activities. So, I mean, would it be possible, do you think, that every day this might happen?
No, I don't think it's ever going to happen again in the developed world that it would happen every day. Mm. But what they've done in the United States, and I was impressed, I suppose it was initiated to a certain extent by this group in Columbia University, but it was followed on by the supermarkets, and they got in touch with the governors of almost each of the 50 states and encouraged one particular day to launch this. Now, the day has gone past this year. It's the last Monday in September. But President George W. Bush was just one of those. But each of the other governors, and I think something like 40 of the 50 governors, said, we will launch it on that day. So all it's doing is reminding people, this is a good thing to do. So even if you don't do it every day, even if you do it once a week, at least that's getting the family together, and it's a reminder of the benefits. And the benefits, as I say, are not just addiction, not just avoiding addiction, but the benefits of family life as well.
Mm. And are you hoping to do this initiative in Ireland?
Well, I'd love to see somebody grab hold of it. I don't think it should be run by the supermarkets, because that sounds too commercial.
Yeah.
I think it would be wonderful if it could be run by one of the many voluntary groups that are around. I introduced it in the Shannon. I brought it up and said we were having a debate on active citizenship and on volunteerism, and I brought it up at that at that stage to encourage people to recognise the benefits for it. Now, I'm hoping that somebody grabs hold of it, some organisation grabs hold of it, whoever that is, whether it's a religious group or whether it's just a voluntary group that says, hey, that's a good idea, let's sponsor it, let's get behind it. And I think they would find people in the supermarket business or in the grocery business saying, we'd love to sponsor it, we'd love to help you doing that because it's in our own interest to do so. So let's hope that on November the 1st in Manresa, when we have this debate that afternoon, out of that may come the first sparks of something that will generate that very thoughts in the year ahead.